This is WFAE News. I'm Mark Rumsey. Charlotte may seem like a long way from the streets of downtown Los Angeles, let alone from the country of Eritrea on the northeastern coast of Africa. But the murder last month of rapper and activist Nipsey Hussle in L.A. has reverberated from his homeland to the community of Eritrean immigrants who now call Charlotte home. WFAE's Serafina Wright reports.
The death of 33-year-old Nipsey Hussle has echoed around the world. Candlelight vigils were held for him across the U.S., in London, and even here in Charlotte. One of the organizers of the vigil in Uptown on Sunday was Rahel Farai. She says as an Eritrean American, Nipsey was a source of pride as an immigrant from a small East African country.
And to us, he wasn't just a rapper. He was someone that a lot of the youth could look up to. And the reason being is because he states it quite clearly where he comes from, you know. He basically let it be known that he's Eritrean and he's proud of his heritage.
Nipsey, born Irmias Askeram, to an Eritrean father and an African-American mother, has said that he didn't know much about his Eritrean side growing up. He was influenced by L.A. gang culture and headed in a bad direction. At 18, his father took him on a trip to their homeland. That's when he changed his outlook on life. Farai says Nipsey's experience is a story that many immigrant children share.
He makes it very clear when he went to Eritrea that he had a sense of, you know, purpose and knowing his heritage and his background and knowing where he comes from. It solidified who he was, and I feel a lot of us Eritreans, you know, in the diaspora can relate to that. You know, sometimes you're just like going through things within your own life where you're trying to fit in with the American culture, and at home you're so, you know, into the Eritrean culture, it's kind of like, oh, which way do I go?
In the mid-2000s, Nipsey turned away from the street life and began to pursue music. In his music, he preached giving back, ownership, and economic empowerment for Black communities. His debut album, Victory Lap, was nominated for Best Rap Album at the 2019 Grammys. On Thursday, more than 20,000 friends, family, and fans will gather for Nipsey's memorial service at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. For WFAE News, I'm Serafina Wright.